Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Rita Dominguez on the 30th of March, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Apple is revamping privacy controls for its devices and cloud services to comply with strict new European rules as Facebook faces a user privacy backlash. The iPhone maker said it will update its webpage for managing Apple IDs on the coming months to let users download a copy of their data stored with the company. The site will also let customers correct personal information, temporarily deactivate their account, and completely delete it. The new privacy controls are designed to comply with European Union's General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, which kicks in May 25th. Also, Apple launched iOS 11.3 yesterday, bringing updates to ARKit, introducing health records, and most notably adding new battery features. The update comes just a few months after Apple drew public scorn for its practice of slowing down processor speeds on iPhones with aging batteries, and the new indicators help address users' concerns about throttling and artificial breakdowns. With today's update, iOS will show the battery health on an iPhone and recommend it if it needs to be serviced. This applies to iPhone 6 and later. Plus, users are now able to turn off the management feature that reduces an iPhone's processing power. This applies to iPhones SE and forward. Boeing said it was hit by a cyber attack, following a Seattle Times report that some manufacturing equipment used to build its 787 Dreamliner and knew its 777 wide-body jets could be crippled. Aircraft production and deliveries aren't affected, Chicago-based plane maker said Wednesday. Some reports on the attack are overstated and inaccurate, said a spokeswoman at Boeing's commercial airplane division. Our cybersecurity operations center detected a limited intrusion of malware that affected a small number of systems, Boeing said on an email statement. Remediations were applied, and this is not a production and delivery issue, they stated. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.